Bez Hashem, continue Pele Yitz, Ois Aleph, discussing MS in Shir number 81. V'yesh rabim mi'amei ha'aretz. There are many people, says the Pele Yitz, yesh rabim mi'amei ha'aretz. He calls them ignorant people. People of the land. Their focus is on the physical, and therefore, they don't focus, that's what an Am Ha'aretz means. They don't focus on the spiritual. What do they do? Ashalimdu l'shoinam daber sheker. They teach their tongue to speak falsely. You say, teach it what? You go to a class, like, there's you ever seen an advertisement? Come to our training course on learning how to lie. You ever see a course? I've never seen it. You might see different types of places that do that, but you don't see that openly like this. What does it mean? What does he mean over here? Limdu lishoinam. Limdu is to teach their tongues. Daber shek. V'nasalem kehetek gomer. Becomes 100% permissible to speak lies. Words of lies. And what he means is because if a person is connecting himself to the Am Ha'aretz, to the nation of the land, which means not to the words of Torah, not to the emes. So you get influenced by his surroundings. As the Rambam tells us, Odom Nimshach Achas Sviva, a person is influenced by his surroundings. Like the story I told you yesterday. When that man was just shooting out a whole fabricated story of insurance theft. Limdu l'shoinam, daber sheker. They teach himself to speak falsely. Ad sheyesh mishakrim b'sipurim, shall have a blishum tailus a lamb. They train themselves to such a degree to be liars to the point that they lie for no benefit. There's no benefit. There's absolutely no financial gain. There's no enjoyment. There's zero. But that's who they are now. They became balei shakronim, people who just lie. And we learned already by Shari Tshuva, by Rabbeinu Yoina, about the horrific category a person should avoid, make sure he has to avoid, by not falling to that group of liars. If there's lying in the world, the world can't exist. There's no honesty, a world of shakranim doesn't exist. Now look what he says next. This next category is the liar in order to steal. So we just spoke about somebody who is just, that's his essence, he's just a liar for no reason. He's lying, there's no benefit. He's just, that's who he is now. If the person's lying to benefit, he means financially. The person's lying to benefit financially, monetarily. To make some money, to steal. Azai, now listen to what happens here. Loi b'shem sheker yikarei. It's not just a liar. This is a premeditated thought process of taking the lying to the next level. He's putting energy into it now. He's planning. He's scheming. And you know what he says? What's that expression? Good guys finish last. Something like that, right? Okay, that's what he says. That's what he says. You want to be successful in this world? You got to take care of yourself. Or else you get stepped on. I've had enough of this. That's what he says. But don't. That was just what he says, right? Okay. That's not what we are saying. The sheker onu. Sharei Amru Rachazal b'Medrash Mishnah. Listen to this. Listen to this Medrash. We discuss this Medrash in a different context as well. Kishenichnas Noach l'teiva. When he went into the teiva, what gam kain shikri likonis. So we all know Noach gathered all the animals and Hashem made a nes and they all came and he brought everything inside. So we're thinking, okay, you know, you got the elephants and you got the horses and you got the lions. There was something else that wanted to come in as well. There's a knock on the door. Noach opens the door. Says the Medrash, "Hi, I'm Sheker." Noach looks around. "Okay, what do you want from me?" "Well, I'd like to come to the table. I have a job to do to make sure that the Sheker in the world, that's my job. So I have to come to the table." So Noach says, "But the way it works over here is everyone has to come with a partner. Two. At least two, right? Of course, the Karbanos were more, right? But two." Amaloi says, "Tseyu vakesh lechabazug." So Noach told him, "You need a partner. Go find yourself a partner that's going to come in with you." Shekol abayim el teva zachor nekeva bo. Whoever came into the teva is male and female. That's how they came in. Sounds a little strange to us. Okay, that's the medrash. Says further, holach. So he's looking for a shidduch now. Shek is looking for a shidduch. Holach ubikesh umatza pachsa. I think we said this when we were learning one of the Chavetz Chaim Svarim, maybe in Shmir Saloshin a few months ago. So he found pachsa. What's pachsa? It's like subtract, like piches, to take away. And he says, "Pachsa, would you like to be my partner? Come into the table with me." Amar lo, "Mitzaynech shetinasi imi, you want to marry me? We'll come, we'll go in together." Amar lo, "Mati tainli, what are you going to give me? What am I going to get out of this?" So you have the crook and the crooked together over here. And they want to go in business together. One's the liar, and one's like the thief. You know, it takes away everything from everybody. Hey, Shivlo, komash arviya chetelach. So, Sheker says, "Everything that I gain, I'm going to give to you." Now, let me ask you a question. You're going to lie? You're going to believe Sheker? You're going to hear this? You're going to believe Sheker? Sheker is a liar. Okay, fine. But the Medrash says further, "Mishom ve'eloch komai de marvoch shikra pachsa noketle." And from that point on, whatever Sheker gains, pachsa, that detracts and takes away, will take the rest. Okay, exactly what that partnership was, that's not our focus here. Says the Pelayitz, "V'mayetzahara hechlik elav be'ena v'maraloi sh'marviya charbe aldei ha-sheker, soif soif b'li sofek she'chasa yo'yvienu." Pachsa chaser. Chaser means you lack, you lose. And he tells us like this. He says, the Navi tells us, "Oyse oysher v'loi b'mishvot b'chatzi yom b'yazvenu." If a person makes wealth, but he steals it, he doesn't do it honestly. B'chatzi yom b'yazvenu. In half of the person's lifetime, it's going to leave him. He's going to lose it. Uvacharisa ye novel or ye oisha shem le bailov le ra'osai ba'ilam azev ba'ilam abov Hashem le yimno toiv le holchim b'tamim. The person doesn't benefit anything. The person who steals will lose out. Pachsa is going to come along and say, "Ah, sheker, I'm taking away from you. Chosa, you're going to be lacking it." We don't always see it, because sometimes the biggest punishment, says the Chayos of Avos, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw so much wealth at a person, he will never think of doing tshuva. Never think of doing tshuva. You know, I just heard from Rav Meinrich Bierman Shlita, I just heard, this parasha, Parshas Korach, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu told the 250 men to sleep on it. We'll come back in the morning. In the morning we'll just, right? Why in the morning? So Moshe Rabbeinu was hoping that what's going to happen is that they'll sleep on and make a cheshbon nefesh. You know, you go to sleep at night, you should be thinking over, how was your day? What did I do well? What do I have to fix and improve on? That's something we should do. Make a cheshbon nefesh. calculation for our day's activities. So Moshe Rabbeinu was hoping they'll go to sleep on at night and they realize this is absurd. Well, what are we doing? Fighting Moshe Rabbeinu? That means fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we? Tipshim? We're 250 of the Sanhedrin. These are great people. Unfortunately, you know what happened? They went to sleep at night and they said, wow, we are such Rishoyim for what we've done. There's a point of no return. And they woke up the next day and they came full steam ahead. And they came, continued to attack. And of course, we all know the ending of the story. What does he say over here? He concludes this piece. The Peleoid says, "VaHashem lo yimna toiv lohochim mitomim." Hashem does not hold back the good for those who go bitomim. Tomim tiyeh im Hashem lekecha. Go pure with Hashem. No tricks. No stealing. Trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of the massive, tremendous nisayon, the challenge and the test, is that we don't always see it. We don't always see it in our lifetime, because the reward, the ultimate reward, might be in the Olam Haba. But Hashem lo yimna toiv. Hashem does not hold back l'holchim b'tamim. But we have to mechazek ourselves. And even though we see all those people who are doing things incorrectly, we have to make sure we still do the right thing. Hashem lo yimna toiv l'holchim b'tamim. And mitzvah Hashem will see the good here in this world as well for following the ways of Hashem. Amen.